USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the United Nations climate talks in Glasgow, Scotland keep going on and on, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Thursday said the goal of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees is on life support. It should be noted so far the talks are not reaching any of the United Nations' three goals, that is mitigation, adaptation, and financing. The murder or self-defense case against Kyle Rittenhouse was thrown into jeopardy Wednesday when his lawyers asked for a mistrial over what appeared to be illegal questioning by Rittenhouse Chief Prosecutor Thomas Binger. Judge Bruce Schroeder loudly and angrily accused Binger of pursuing an improper line of questioning and trying to introduce testimony that the judge earlier said he was inclined to prohibit. Last week's deadly Astroworld concert in Houston, Texas has seen at least 58 civil lawsuits filed in Harris County District Court in connection to the disaster as of Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
As inflation in America jumped again in October to 6.2%, it's like paying taxes twice on the items you buy every day. Wednesday's inflation numbers jump was the worst in 30 years. With the Thanksgiving family gathering about 2 weeks away, we're all wondering the price of our protein this year.
Amid inflation fears and higher gasoline prices already, now Americans are being told to expect meat prices to climb. CNN's reporting that Tyson Foods, Conagra, and Kraft Heinz have all notified retail customers their frozen and refrigerated meat prices are likely to be increased soon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The International Space Station performed a short engine burn on Wednesday to avoid potentially hitting a chunk of space junk. The agency confirmed on Twitter it had successfully performed the shift and that the ISS is now safe from a fragment described as a piece from a Chinese weather satellite. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Congressman James Comer on Newsmax Wednesday said the growing inflation numbers shouldn't surprise anyone, considering how the government is printing money.
Well, it should come as no surprise to anyone. When the government keeps printing money, it devalues the money, and it's going to create inflation. And inflation is the ultimate tax on the poor. So everything the Biden administration is doing now from an economic policy standpoint is counter to helping working middle-class Americans. So that's why we voted in mass against the infrastructure bill. It's a terrible time to try to do infrastructure when you have inflation. There's not going to be a lot of infrastructure in the bill because of the cost of raw materials now. The Biden administration needs to get inflation under control before they continue on this reckless spending spree.
Inflation is now at 6.2% in October when compared to the October number near the end of the Trump administration. As China announced it will continue to build and burn coal-powered electric plants for decades to come, U.S. climate envoy John Kerry says the United States will end all coal-burning plants by the end of the decade. That will hurt Mr. Comer's constituents back in Kentucky.
The entire postal fleet, if they're going to continue to pass legislation that gives subsidies to people to buy electric vehicles, that electricity in America comes from coal. So if you're going to cut off coal production and cut off oil and gas drilling in America, I don't know where we're going to get energy. So this is another bad policy being talked about by the Biden administration.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.